This is No Harbor, a Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic video games fanfic, written by Nimja and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated R and contains the pairing of Alec Revan, Darth Malak, Darth Revan, with additional tags for Mandalorian War Era, Dark Side, Female Revan, pre-canon for the video games. When they come together, it's in desperation. Every single time. War does that to people, or so they had been warned by Vrook. War makes you desperate. War makes you crave something strong enough to tie an anchor to. Maybe he's her anchor. Or maybe she's just taking him with her. Revan is reasonably certain it's not the first one, because with every single campaign, every new casualty, and every time a new funeral pyre is constructed, she sees him drowning. He's a desperate, drowning man, and she can't give him what he needs. Revan can't give him stability. She can't give him herself in the way that he wants, the real way that he wants. The way that ends with vows and commitment and the promise of never being alone. Because it used to always be the two of them. Now it's just her and her shadow. And she watches him grip for the surface that isn't there. There's no going back. And there's no harbor. But despite his failings, and oh how many he's learning while they fight the Mandalorians, she needs him here. She needs Alec at her side, because she needs him to be that bridge between extraordinary and mundane. Soldiers will revere a god, but it is a commander's orders they follow. And Revan can't be ordinary anymore. She can't sit with the soldiers at camp. She can't charge recklessly into the field. Because Revan is the Force. And to be the Force means to be alone. But Alec can. Maybe that's why he's drowning. Maybe that's why Revan needs to be his salvation. But in order to be Alec's salvation, Revan needs to make Alec stay. And she can see his resolve weaken every day that goes by in their encampment. Sees his hands start to shake. Sees his eyes go bloodshot. Her Alec is a dying man. But she's always been a believer in impossible causes. And securing his loyalty is a good one to champion. That's why at night, when he's trying to fight off nightmares and her mind is a hive of strategy and tactics, she allows him to come to her. Revan lets him touch the extraordinary, if only for a few hours. And maybe she lets herself dirty her hands in commonality as well. She feels his anger, his hatred of her, in the way that he marks her. He bites her neck, he tears at her clothing. When he takes her, it's unrelenting and it's always on his terms. She encourages it, because with every kiss, every thrust, she's tying that noose around the both of them. When Revan digs her nails into the muscle of his back, and wraps her legs around his hips, she is demanding only one thing in return. That he stay. That he sinks a little deeper with her as they sink into each other. The end. Reader's notes.
Ah, my heart!
dangerously devoted and codependent relationship here where they're both dragging the other one down and they're both like, well, you're my reason for, you know, you're my buoy, but also I'm pushing you down to push me up, and they're both doing the same thing to each other, and it's this complete inescapable spiral of, ah, it's so good for me. Fucking tragedies, man. Thank you to Nimja for having blanket permission to Podfix. Hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.